Peace, everybody. This episode of the Major Mood Podcast was blessed by Zandra, a multifaceted and dynamic vocalist from Long Island, New York. Zandra's vocal style and lyrics complement each other by providing a perfect symmetry between sound and storytelling. Every track provides listeners with a deep dive into her personal journey and human experience in general. Movemaker and moodmaker, Zandra.
I've been honest from the start, now I watch us fall apart. Your hand grasps my heart.
Are you having social anxiety in this moment?
No, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I was like,
all right, peace, everybody. It's G Major, and we're here on the Major Mood Podcast, and I am sitting with the lovely Zandra.
Hello.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of meeting you a little bit earlier today, but I told you I didn't want to talk too much before the interview because I wanted to save that organic energy for hair.
For sure.
But I will say I am a fan.
Thank you.
I am a fan. And it was funny, when I went to listen to your music, I laughed when I saw your album title. Because I just the sarcasm behind it, it's called A Lot to Unpack.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel is my life right now. So thank God I'm not on the other side of this interview because there's a lot to unpack with my life.
But it's the album for you.
Yeah, it is. And the music was just like you used to. That was the first track I think you sent when you sent in the submission for these interviews. Mm-hmm. And the minute I heard it, I was like, I'm interviewing her.
You're what?
The minute I heard like you used to, I knew I wanted to interview you immediately.
Oh,
and like, I can like picture it. So I started listening to your music and the beats get kind of funky too. And they're a lot of fun, but I could picture you doing acoustic sets. I could picture you doing electronic sets, pop sets. It's like, it's so diverse. And I feel like I feel the lack of a box around you. Like you really have, your voice travels so beautifully. And then I was listening to Not Petty, and I think I'm listening to a singer, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, did she just get a Doja Cat feature? Because she just busts out into a rap verse, and you killed it.
Thank you.
And it really gave me that Doja Cat. I'm just vibing off you, really. Amazing. Yeah. Is there anything you want to say about your music or your process or how you got so great at what you do?
Well, I think I'm glad that it kind of shows that I'm very, like, genre fluent.
Yes.
I think that's something, because, like, before everything, I'm a songwriter. I think at my core, I'm a songwriter, and I like to explore. And I think that, like, for me, when I am expressing emotions, I feel like different stories call for different, like, sides of me or, like, musical sides of me, and I love collaboration, too. So I'll, like, bring someone a song that I write, and it'll be, like, we'll be like, oh, okay, let's make this totally pop, or like, let's make this R&B.
Really?
But like, I will sit down and be like, okay, I'm in the mood to write a rock song, and I'll write with like different guitar players. I just love exploring. I don't like putting myself in any sort of like, this is how I have to be. This is the sound that I have to stay with.
Yeah,
because I think some artists have like, this is my one sound, and that's like their thing. And I think for me, it's like, I want the through line for me to be like my voice and my lyrics and like my songwriting, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got that from you. I see how strong your songwriting is. And I've never, I mean, this is probably silly of me because I'm sure a lot of artists do this, but what I just took from that is that you will write a song and then decide what genre you want it to be. And that is such a cool approach.
Yeah, for sure. Because like, I think production can change a song so incredibly.
It totally. I mean, I as a hip hop artist, I understand that. Like, I've had people like remix my song, and now it's like an electronic track. You know what I mean? Or EDM. But like, I've never heard someone as a songwriter be like, "Yo, I want to make." But I guess that is like part of the process, and it's such an interesting part to hear you be like, "You know what? I think I want to work with this guitar player. I want to make it a rock track." That's so cool. I don't know if that's, sometimes I'm amazed by things that like are probably more typical in the industry, but I personally haven't heard someone say it like that. Sometimes I write a song and I decide kind of what direction I want to go in.
I have a thing like for that album. I have a thing where I write a lot of sad girl music. And then I'll like write it on guitar, and it'll be like really slow, and it'll be like basically I write like everything starts out as an emo version.
Yeah.
And then I bring it to people, and they're like, "Can we like speed it up?" Can we like make it a little bit more dancing? Because it's a little too sad right now.
Yeah.
And so that's how a lot of times it ends up kind of flourishing into different things. Cause I'm like down to do that. I just like naturally will with like, I think you write differently on different instruments.
Yeah.
So like,
do you play more than one instrument?
Yeah.
Where do you play?
I teach music too.
Wow.
So I play guitar, piano, a little bit of bass, not very well, but I can like write a bass part.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll write a song on piano and it'll sound completely, it's in a different genre. And then I like to primarily write on guitar, but I've been exploring more recently doing like writing the beat with my producer and my team.
Okay.
And writing as we go, which is kind of cool because it's kind of putting the pressure. You kind of have to like write.
Yeah.
Like as you're going. You're
all in the room together. You don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
Am I doing good on my part?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I'm gathering from everything you're saying is you must have a lot of great relationships and you must be really good at managing relationships and creating with others musically. It sounds like you're a really nice person to be around. We're working with all these different people, and it's nice to be around you right now. So
you too. Yeah. You have energy.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, I definitely value my musical relationships. A lot of my people that I collab with are my good friends.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I like to, whenever I write with people, before we even write, I like to talk about like what's going on in people's lives and stuff and like really connect with them. And then a lot of times the song will happen organically. Like I'll be like sitting with my friend and who plays guitar. And we'll just, like, have, like, almost, like, a therapy session beforehand.
Yeah.
And then
start naturally, something.
Yeah, and then naturally it'll end up being, like, about what she just told me.
Yeah.
And I'll be, like, she'll be, like, did you just write a song about my relationship? Yeah. And I was, like, I think I did.
You're blowing up my spot, girl.
I'm, like, I'm sorry. I'll say this about my relationship, I guess, if you want.
I love that. And I love that about artists. Like, a lot of people don't know how much time we spend just kicking it together and what those bedroom sessions look like. And it's not like we just go in and cook, right? It's you go in, you hear about their day, you hear about what's going on in their life. And then at one point we're like, all right, you ready to make music now? And it happens. And sometimes those experiences and the communication you have with each other does end up translating right into the music you create.
It's true.
So that's so cool. That's so cool. And I want to ask, a lot of us, you know, your Instagrams pop and you take beautiful pictures. I love your photography. All of your artistry is dope. But is there anything that the world doesn't know about you or your fans don't know about you beyond the music that you would like to share? A hobby, something you do that has nothing to do with your music career.
I'm like a really big reader. Like I'm obsessed with like audiobooks and also just reading. Like I'm always reading. Like I carry like a social anxiety book with me.
Oh wow.
Like I currently have one in my bag right now.
Nice.
Like,
are you having social anxiety in this moment?
No. Maybe a little bit. Just because I don't know, I love stories and I think that makes me probably a better songwriter because I'm always like reading stories and I also like, I think it's a funny quirk about myself is that I listen to everything at like either 1.5 or two, double speed. So I was listening to everything at double speed.
So you're reading books way quicker than all of us.
Yeah, but it's like, it was like too much because I started talking too fast because I was listening, I was processing audio and I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And then my friends were like, are you okay? Like, did you have like 7 cups of coffee? And I'd be like, no, I think I'm overdoing it. I'm like, I'm listening to 7 audiobooks a week. Like I was like, so now I brought it down to 1.5.
Oh my God. I think, you know, you're talking at a good speed right now. So I think you've got it under control. You got it under control. That'd be funny if we started the podcast and I was like,
you're like, what is this girl on?
No, you're wonderful. You're great. Another question about yourself. So we're here at Digilog, and a lot of artists will spend money on the music videos or the photo shoots or going to shows or clothes and things to that, you know, typical things for their career. But you've invested in yourself in a non-typical way by buying a ticket, coming to Digilog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, what made you feel like this was important to you, that this is something that can help you, that community can help you, or learning about business can help you? Like, what brought you to this room?
A few reasons. I think one is that, like, I think sometimes it can feel like lonely in being an independent artist, so, like especially when you're trying to grow a team. And there's, especially during like the pandemic and stuff, like that, coming back from that, I feel like sometimes it feels like there's like a lack of community if you're only making content on the internet and you're focusing on that stuff and you're in the studio with like your regular people you usually hang out with. So sometimes it's hard to step out of that and like really explore and like really engage within a community.
Yeah.
Especially as someone, I'm like a textbook introvert.
Okay.
So I'm like naturally pretty shy.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy talking to people, and I do have that like going out like vibe to me sometimes.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to push myself to meet new people and like expand my network of people, because there's so many inspiring people to get to know, you know. There's so many amazing, talented people that I want to meet in person. So I really was excited to do something like this. And the other side is, I think that a lot of artists don't focus enough on the business. And I think, like, I got my master's in music business over the pandemic, and I'm really, really interested in it, because I think that, like, you can, I feel like branding yourself as an artist is really important, and, like, I feel like the more that you learn, the better. And I feel like a lot of artists end up being, like, they just don't know a lot of stuff that's going on.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of, like, purposely vague sometimes. So, like, things like this where it makes things more transparent for the artists is really important to me.
I love that. I think you just said it all, that events like this and communities like this does give a level of transparency towards the business side of things, mm-hmm. which so many artists don't even know how to approach. It's so intimidating.
It is,
you
really
know?
Intimidating.
It's like not everyone was like brought up with, say, like parents who taught them really good financial skills and like understanding certain parts of just even growing up and getting your things in order. And you could fall so in love with the music that you forget that like at one point, like you might need or want more to feel safe, you know, and that your art is important, and you should be able to make some money back from the work that you're doing, because money is really an energy exchange.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of artists look at money as like, oh, I don't want to say I'm doing it for the money and things like that. But it's like, you're giving us so much of you. And if this money back can get you that smoothie you want so you can feel good, you deserve that.
Yeah, it's like a mindset. I think a lot of artists, we need to reconceptualize how we see money and like how we... Because there's also like almost like an embarrassment I see with a lot of artists.
Yes.
Like just because we have to promote our music and it's like we feel like annoying.
Yeah.
But it's like, but why? Because we see, look at like big corporations, and there's like paid ads that we're like, we see them every day. There's billboards. Yeah. They're like, give us your money, give us your money, give us your money, give us your money. We're actually providing a service and like we're entertaining
people. I never even thought of that. Like we feel annoying when we put out content. But
they don't feel annoying.
They don't feel annoying.
They're making billions.
Yo, she's dropping gems right now.
So
why doesn't Nike feel annoying?
And I feel like we saw even in the pandemic how important music and the arts was, and like that really like also like helped my mindset, because like we are like the trendsetters,
absolutely,
of like culture in all our ways. So like, I don't know. I think it's important, and if we hold ourselves to that high standard too, and like realize the value that we have,
I think
we shouldn't feel bad being like,
I love speaking to you. You have so much insight that so many artists can benefit from. You know, I usually say we got move makers and mood makers, but I'm gonna say it the other way around. You're a mood maker, and you are definitely a move maker, and a lot of people can learn from your mindset and your moves. But it is time to set the mood.
Yes.
And so, Zandra, I'm going to ask you, this is the segment of the podcast where you get to set the mood for the show. You get to give us a little bit of something. You can spit whatever you want, say whatever you want, do whatever you want.
Cool. I'll share like a little bit of like a beat that I just wrote the other day. Just like sing, like sort of rapping some of the lyrics. But
Do you, girl.
So listen, I've been on a mission to open up my heart and stop the noise of overthinking. I don't think you're listening. The dead have joined the living. Now all we do is sleep, fuck that work, sleep, fuck, it's unfulfilling.
Hey.
But really, I think we know the problems, but maybe we're too tired to have to be the ones to solve them. And we know that we're capable, we're grade A, we're stars. We earned that piece of paper that said we would go so far. And me, I was so perfect. Really, such a pleasure. Crying in the bathroom, I was breaking under pressure. At least now I'm feeling better. Trying to be present. Trying to like myself enough to gift the world my presence.
I love it. It's like spoken word poetry.
I've started as a poet, so I think that's like, hey. I've been trying to incorporate it more in.
I mean, I hear it in what you just presented. You definitely set the mood. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell everyone before we go? Is there anything you got coming out that you want to speak on?
I just released, like, definitely listen to A Lot to Unpack.
It's a great album.
It's my debut
it's wonderful.
Album, and I really worked really hard on it, and I'm really proud of it. And I have a bunch of new music coming out in the new year, so.
Hey, everybody, that's Zandra. She's a major mood. It's a major mood. Thank you guys
Thank
so
you.
Much. We out.
Thank you.
It's a major, it's major, mood. Major mood.
Well, 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 well. You've been hiding from yourself.